It was the summer of 2006. I was in Cambridge, Massachusetts, for an internship at MIT. I was working late. Looking at me in that moment, you might have thought I was on top of the world. I was 27 years old. I had just finished the first year of my PhD program in computer science at the University of Notre Dame, and I was about to start an internship at MIT that I had long dreamed of. I had earned a master's degree in computer science from the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and a bachelor's degree in math from Villanova University. A child of a military officer, I had also pursued a military career in the Air Force, just like my mom. Academically, I was advancing, going as far as I could go. I had wanted to become a scientist so badly while serving in the Air Force. Now those dreams were finally coming true after a successful military career that had taken me to California, Montana, and Indiana. I had earned a scholarship through ROTC, made it through boot camp, and completed all of my military training. As an officer, I served as a deputy flight commander and a missile combat crew commander, achieving the rank of captain. I earned my master's degree while working full-time in the Air Force. I had already seen so much of the world. On top of that, I had a wonderful family, my parents and two brothers, who were loving, supportive, and generous. By all accounts, my life seemed full of meaning, purpose, and the pursuit of my dreams. I arrived in Cambridge on June 1st, 2006. By June 23rd, I was in the hospital. By that Christmas, I was suicidal. This book is my story. In telling it, I pull together pieces from my childhood, adolescence, college years, and my first psychotic break in 2006. There's no single reason that can explain what happened or everything else that happened after that first hospitalization. There is no primary cause, no simple way to understand my journey through a long battle with mental illness to understand where I am today. During this time, I didn't always understand what was happening to me. I didn't always see a plan or purpose in my experiences. But today, as I look back, I see important lessons to share. I've experienced things that I never thought would happen to me. Somehow, everything I went through has given me wisdom, and I have grown and changed. I have also remained myself. When I think back to that summer in Cambridge, I remember that the trip from South Bend, Indiana to Massachusetts was lonely and exhausting. Like so many military children and officers, I had never lived in the same place for more than a few years. I didn't know anyone at MIT. I was away from my family, and I was beyond tired. My exhaustion had begun 2 years earlier, when I worked night shifts as a missile combat crew commander. I had grown incredibly sleep-deprived from those years of duty. My sleeplessness continued through my first year at Notre Dame. But my story, like all my stories, began even before that. Since college, I had battled serious physical ailments. I suffered from long untreated internal health issues. My mind and body were long worn down by the time I arrived at MIT. I experienced years of unexplained symptoms. Weakness, fatigue, pain, and photophobia, pain in the eyes due to light exposure. I worked through all the physical pain and even surgery. I did not always receive the treatment I needed. The physical and mental battles grew exhausting and frustrating. My mental and physical health journeys are intertwined with my spiritual journey. Sometimes it has been a battle, sometimes a source of great joy, and sometimes despair. Spiritually, I've asked many questions and found many answers. I've wrestled with doubts, I've lost faith, searched to regain it, and looked in unusual places. These are the three journeys of my life. They each happened in their own time, and they all came together. They define me. From all my journeys, I gained a new depth of understanding about myself, my family, and the world around me. Any one of these journeys would have been enough for a lifetime of experiences, but I wouldn't be who I am today without having been through them all.
Produced by Autovita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.